Welcome to the second show in a special series from Classical 91.5 with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. I'm Julia Figueres. You know the couple, the pair that are so perfectly in sync with one another. And when you describe them, you say they make beautiful music together. The Society for Chamber Music in Rochester Artistic Directors, Juliana Athade, Concertmaster of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, and RPO Principal Oboe Eric Baer, themselves a couple, took that phrase literally for a couple of couples, the March 2018 concert in the Hochstein Performance Hall. Two musical couples were featured, Ying Quartet violinist Robin Scott with his wife Ah-Rim Kim, the principal cello for the RPO, and cellist Keiko Ying and her husband Phil Ying, the violist in the Ying Quartet. Robin and Ah-Rim took the stage first with one of Ravel's few chamber works, the Sonata for Violin and Cello. The piece gave Ravel no end of trouble while he was writing it, but like so many great romances, he was able to give it a happy ending.
Thank you.
The Sonata for Violin and Cello by Maurice Ravel from a concert by the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. This is the second in a special series of broadcast concerts on WXXI. Like music, poetry is often associated with romance, and the next piece combines the two. Paul Wianco's American Haiku was inspired by Japanese poetry, an art form that was introduced to him by his father. When Japanese-born violist Ayane Kazazu commissioned Wianco to write a piece, it seemed natural that he create a work for her that embraced a part of her culture. And as music does, it brought soloist and composer together. They now tour as the Ayane and Paul duo. Here are husband and wife duo Phil and Keiko Ying playing.
Thank you.
Paul Wianko's American Haiku, with violist Phil Ying and cellist Keiko Ying for the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. A musical match by Arensky is coming up. Jean Francais was a brilliant pianist, but this piece is nothing but strings. His trio for violin, viola, and cello is a nod to the classical era, filled with a little modern spice sprinkled in to keep us on our toes. A couple plus one play with Robin Scott, violin, Phil Ying, viola, and cellist Arim Kim. Thank you.
Thank you.
The trio for violin, viola, and cello by Jean Francais. The opening of an unusual quartet brings our concert to a close. Anton Arensky's Quartet No. 2 adds a cello and removes a violin for a sound that's deeper and more somber. Dedicated to Tchaikovsky, this quartet was written when Arensky was at his professional peak, having just taken on the directorship of the Imperial Chapel in St. Petersburg. Both couples play to finish up our concert with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. first movement of Anton Arensky's Quartet No. 2 with violinist Robin Scott, violist Phil Ying, and cellists Avram Kim and Keiko Ying. This concert was recorded on March 11, 2018 in the Hochstein Performance Hall. The sound engineer is John Trubker. Thank you to the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester for making the recording possible. Next week, it's Bach, Baroque, and Beyond with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. The WXXI audio engineer is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm your host and producer, Julia Figueres. This is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.